Congregation can be seated. The children are invited to come on up for the children's message. We're going to stand right here in the middle. So guys, gather up over here, right around here. Good morning. Good to see everybody. So everybody knows we've been talking about the different things in our sanctuary, right? So we know what's here and what's going on. So I want to review a little bit. Maybe we have to have the congregation help us out. Who remembers what's that over there? The lectern. That stands for reading, right? And so what's that right there?
People.
So close. You got the syllables the other way around. It's the pulpit. The pulpit, right? The pulpit is where we preach. So what's this called? The font, and font comes from the word fountain, right? And there's water. And so here's the one I want us to look at. What's right there?
The altar.
The altar. Very nice. The altar. So, if that, what's that?
In front of
it. Yeah, we're in front of it right now. Absolutely. So remember, lectern came from the old language Latin, and font comes from Latin, and pulpit comes from Latin. I'm going to let you guess. What language do you think altar comes from? Latin, you guys are on it. You really got it down. That's right. So it comes, people say a couple different possibilities. The one I like is that altar comes from the Latin word altus, which means high. Adults like the word altitude. So look at this. We're standing on the floor. What's this? A step up, and what's that? Another step up, and what's that? Another step up. So where is the altar? It's been lifted up high, right? So we can see its front and center. Now, who remembers way back, long, long time ago in the Old Testament, on the altar, do you know what they did at the altar? When people committed a sin, they did what? They would sacrifice an animal on the altar to pay for their sins, right? So I would commit a sin, and the animal would pay the penalty of the sin. So my sins, but somebody else paid the penalty. Does that remind us of anything? That reminds us of Jesus, right? We sinned and Jesus went to the cross. So we don't sacrifice animals anymore because Jesus has come. So what do we have on the altar? We have a cross on it, and then and candles, and also communion, right? So communion is we don't sacrifice an animal, but we do receive there the body and blood of Jesus the Savior, right? So at the altar, it's still the case that Christ comes to meet us. Altar means lifted up, and so it is there, higher than everything around here. And it's front and center to say to us at all times that there's an altar that reminds us that Jesus was the sacrifice for our sins, and he still comes to us week to week, right, in his body and his blood. Does that, right? Does that make sense? So what's altar mean? High, right? Lifted up. So that's where it is that we lift up that Jesus is the Savior who has offered himself as the sacrifice for us, right? Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. I hope we're learning all that stuff. Maybe even some of the congregation is learning, too. But anyway, the kids return to their spots, and we now sing together the hymn of the day.